This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Alarmy, check out Alarmist on Patreon for ad-free episodes and bonus content. Here's a preview of our Guest Alarmist series, only on Patreon.
Yeah. Let's all go to the bathroom before we get in the car.
Right. Before Don't we rob the bank, anything. Is everyone good? Black yeah. is empty.
Does everyone have their mask?
Yeah. Don't you know drink what? Any water before.
Honestly, you know that's on you guys because you didn't maybe check.
Has everyone gone potty?
Yeah.
Matt, you go potty? No. Well, maybe you should go potty.
No wonder you guys weren't invited to the Easter party.
Exactly.
No potty checks.
Go to patreon.com/thealarmist and subscribe today. Now, on to our episode. Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this episode of our mailbag series, 2024.
You sounded confused.
Yeah. I almost called it an aftermath. I mean, it is an aftermath.
It is.
But we're using the time to read some of our listener mail, which is very exciting. We've been getting some feedback from our listeners, and that's always welcome. Mm-hmm. With us today, we have producer Clayton Early.
Hello.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hi.
And, you know, Chris is wearing his backwards hat today. I'm just trying to set the vibe here. Mm-hmm. Chris is chill and laid back. Clayton is cozy. He's a little
cold. I'm cold. I got a sweater on.
And I'm so fresh and so cool.
Tell us a little bit about your appearance.
Just wearing a shirt,
casual professional shirt.
Yeah, like a linen button down
spring.
Shirt.
Yeah, your spring.
Yeah. We're excited for the heat and the heat that's coming out of these emails. And before we get started, I want to remind our listeners to rate, review, and subscribe. Honestly, we have not gotten many reviews or ratings lately. And what the heck?
I know.
What the heck is that?
Clayton, you know, just so that our listeners understand, this is a way that you can help support the show that is free. And it really takes very little time. And it makes sure that we get more eyes and ears on the show. And it's a good way.
We've said before, you can really mail it in. Like, you don't have to be sincere at all.
No.
You can write in the most generic. In fact, you can probably pull up ChatGPT and sit and like give a prompt, something like, just like, what's something I could say to a podcast about a podcast I like, and copy and paste that right into the document, which would, we don't care. We don't care.
No.
It's literally just,
that's the one time we support that ChatGPT. It happens.
Right. But it's just the submission of the review and the rate that we care about. We don't care about anything beyond that. I mean, it's nice when they personalize it, and it's nice when they call me out. I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. It feels good.
Yeah. I love to hear
really?
You or two.
Oh, really, Chris? Because I can stroke your ego right now if you really like that.
Okay, let's hear one. Oh. Yeah, let's hear one of
yes,
something
this
like
this is from
like.
Pretz Jill. My new best friends, 5 stars. I love the people. Great format and nice blend of topics. Edit. Still excellent. A couple years into listening, maybe even better. I, wow, too, have such a goofball husband, so I love Chris. Such a treasure, as are Rebecca and Clayton.
What the hell?
So it's good. Yeah, people can relate. You know, that we have a lot relatable personalities on the show.
No, I'm not a goof. I'm a serious person. I'm a fact checker. Mm. What is not getting across in these episodes?
Mm. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to like that one.
God damn it. I'm a serious man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah. It's anyway. And what's important is that it's really crossing through to our listeners. They're really getting that message.
Yeah, they're picking up on it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, we jump in and read some of this mail that we've got going? It's been accumulating. Our stacks are we got a lot of stacks.
Are we behind? Are we like months behind?
Yeah, we're months behind. So these
so
are
everyone
like some of these are from like last year for sure. okay. This is from Tanya. Hey, Alarmy Gang. Loving all the episodes and had an episode suggestion. The death of Tupac Shakur. As a child of the 90s, I remember hearing about his death and also the conspiracies about him still being alive. It's always been an intriguing mystery to me and would be an interesting episode. Maybe that's even two episodes. Who's to blame for his death and who's to blame for his conspiracy? Thanks, team. Alarmy member Tanya.
Now, they just, I think, arrested another person
in
the death of Tupac.
Yeah.
This was just last year, I believe, at the end of last year. I say I believe, but I'm literally looking it at Google right
now. So what does it say?
It says, suspect in Tupac's murder, in Tupac Shakur's murder, has pleaded not guilty. This was November 2nd. I think he was arrested in September.
Okay.
Anyway, his name was Dwayne Keith Davis.
Okay. So it's, shockingly, this is still an ongoing story.
I know, right?
Isn't it crazy? You know what's really crazy is I'm looking through some of these facts. Tupac Shakur died at 25. Think about what kind of impact he had on the world. And he only lived to 25. He only needed 25 years to do all that stuff.
Honestly, I did not know that he was only 25 when
Isn't
he died.
Crazy.
Well, yeah. We were so young that he seemed so...
Yeah,
you know,
he seemed older.
Older to us. Yeah. But yeah, now you're like, he was 20. Like, he was a child.
Child.
Yeah.
Child.
Okay, so let's hear. We have another email. This one is from Libby. And Libby says, new fan, old references. Hello, Alarmist Pod. Sending this after hearing of the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse this morning. I'm a new fan and started listening to the pod in order from the beginning, which means I recently listened to the Silver Bridge collapse episode. Here I was thinking that was a long time ago, and even though infrastructure in our country is alarmingly under-maintained, I thought another bridge collapse just wouldn't happen. Wrong. We should be alarmed. Now for another story that I've been wanting to share for some time. Each morning, my 4-year-old watches the movie Cars, and while I get ready. So at this point, I'm overly familiar with the story, and I can't help but want to put blame on something or someone for what's happening in this movie.
That's funny. Okay.
And she's got bullet points. Okay. Was it Mac who didn't realize he'd lost Lightning? Was it Lightning's ambitions for pushing Mac too hard on the drive to California? Was it Chick Hicks for putting the race to California idea in Lightning's head? Was it maybe the sheriff and his exhausted backfire that spooked Lightning into ruining the road? This is kind of my pick after hundreds of viewings. was it Sally for persuading the town to make Lightning fix the road? Obviously, the whole movie has a happy ending, so I wouldn't say that it's a tragedy, but after binging your podcast the last few weeks, this is now the lens through which I'm viewing the world.
Nice.
I'll catch up to new episodes eventually. Thought you'd enjoy. Cheers, Libby Almond. So by the time Libby listens to us reading this,
mm-hmm.
it might be like 2025.
Yeah. Right.
And maybe we'll have done an episode on Cars by that
right.
time.
She might have changed her own verdict even. That happens.
But all of that, we've never watched Cars.
No, I
all
haven't.
The way through.
No.
Do you know, I started to with Mike, and this might upset Libby. Libby, no offense, but Mike, who is my husband, we decided to watch it, and I couldn't believe how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
I just bad. Think of all the Pixar movies. Like, the story to me was so, I was so wow. bored.
You wow. might get some clapback from
and
listeners.
Cars gets a lot of action from, you know, there's like the Cars ride at Disneyland. Like, yeah. It's all over the place, but maybe that's just
maybe
me.
It's just because it's Cars though that it gets so much attention, because I think
know.
Kids are into Cars.
Yeah, they are,
you know. So
no, maybe there's something I'm missing, Libby.
Well, you know what, then we should absolutely put this on our list of potential episodes.
Things to do? Okay.
Yeah, because I feel Cars. Like, yeah, I'm into this, and it would be an opportunity for us to get to watch Cars. And I'm sure there are many parents out there like Libby who have seen it 1,000 times.
Yes,
right.
And yeah. probably have thoughts as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love it, Libby. Thanks for giving us this great idea, and also for trying to catch up. You know, you're doing the work right now.
Yeah.
And I want to take this opportunity to plug our Patreon, because I don't think people really understand how important the Patreon is for supporting this podcast. It's a way for us to continue to get to a million episodes and be able to fund it, because all of that sponsorship, all of the contributions go straight to us, which goes straight to all of the research and all of the editing and everything that goes toward mm-hmm. This podcast.
Yeah. Yep. And unless somebody were to want to make a massive charitable donation,
which we're open to.
Yes.
Oh my God, we are so open.
Yeah, our corporate sponsorship. We're so
yes.
open.
But until that time happens, we're dealing with the very thin margins of the podcasting business. So, you know, exactly what Rebecca said. If you give us Patreon takes, I don't know, a little percentage, but then everything else just goes right into
yeah.
my pocket, and I get to go on long vacations to Vegas or to, I'm sorry. I mean, what I'm saying is it goes into the podcast.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
I'm saying
yeah.
is it goes into the yeah. podcast.
Oh, whoops.
Oops.
Oops. You just gave us up, Chris.
Oopsie daisy.
We'll have to cancel our next vacay because
I'm just
of that.
I'm just playing goofball husband. I'm just a goofball husband that
seems
that
like you're really holding on to that comment.
Yeah.
Like it yeah. didn't just roll off your shoulders, like you said. That
it stuck
like
there.
It didn't matter.
It was
yeah.
a
it's like a big knot on your shoulder that we have to work out now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this episode's gonna become about now?
No, I think I'll be able to move on.
Okay.
If I get a couple compliments in some of the upcoming emails, then I think I'll be able to move on.
Let's hope they're the right kind of compliment, right, Rebecca?
Yeah, for the sake of the podcast. Oh, and I just want to point out that if you join us on Patreon, you're going to get exclusive episodes of The Alarmist. So you don't want to miss out on that.
Right.
We,
yeah.
So,
and the aftermath too. We talk after.
Oh,
the
yes.
Aftermath.
Yes. A lot of funny stuff is happening behind the curtains of Patreon mm-hmm. that our Patreon family, or Alarmions as we call them, can, contest. Is that the phrase?
I think it's a test.
A test. Yeah. Why are they?
Contest
that was not...
would be like, they're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's
that's
not
why
funny.
I thought it. I was like, that's not right.
And
so
it's
I didn't
possible
say
that
it.
They do too. Yeah. You know, they could contest or attest.
They could contest.
Yeah. It could be a polarizing. Yeah.
It's true. You won't know though until you join.
That's right. Okay, let's continue reading some of these emails. This is from Christy. Hi, Alarmist Gang. I wanted to rate your show and was having a hard time finding how to do it. So I thought I'd just message you. Okay, I'm just going to put a pause there. The way you can do this is
go to Apple.
Go to Apple Podcasts. You probably have an app on your phone. It's looks like it's purple. And mm-hmm. it's got a, mm-hmm. a P on it, if I recall. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking
what
at it right now.
No, it just has like a little, like it looks like an audio circle with like a little guy in it. And it says
yeah, it's
podcast.
A guy with two circles around
okay,
it.
Okay. And it's purple.
It could be like a Target, an app for like Target.
Yes, it could also
like
be a woman. We don't know. Somebody. We're just assuming men. Yeah.
I always thought it was a P. It resembled a P for podcast.
No,
but
it
anyway.
Is. It's a microphone.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Or an I. It could be a lowercase I, although that wouldn't make any sense. Maybe so it's a microphone.
we're digressing.
Sure. You click on that app. You click on the app and you search for the Alarmist, and we're going to come in and, you know, it's going to pop up. It's going to be we're the only The Alarmist podcast. Mm-hmm. And you scroll down and hit review, and it's really self-explanatory. But Christy,
you can do it. We believe in you.
I know we can all do it. Okay. My name is Christy Taylor, and I'm an elementary school teacher in Las Vegas. Mm. I have been an avid listener since 2020. During COVID, I was teaching school virtually, and my husband was out of town a lot for work, so I spent a lot of time with my dog, Bingo. Mm. She is a rescue pit bull mix. I was going crazy not having anywhere to go, so I started taking her to the park before school. Before I knew it, I had listened to your back catalog and was refreshing my app to get more episodes every week.
Wow.
Now I'm back working at school, but I still walk my dog every morning. Aw. We have another rescue pit named Sammy. I like the break I have in the morning before all the chaos of the school day, and sometimes my coworkers tease me for not coming into school earlier, but I love my routine in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's great for my mental health. I also like to hear about current events, history, non-school related topics. I often find myself talking about my podcasts and the things I have learned with family and friends, and I sometimes send links to episodes I loved and I wanted to talk about. My brother is a CPA, and I sent him the capitalism episode.
Wow. And
other related episodes I think we'd both laugh about. That's really nice. Anyway, I wanted to say I'm a big fan. I think Rebecca and Chris and Clayton, I hope I spelled them all right, have great chemistry, and I feel like you are genuine and I can relate to all of your points of view. I often agree with your verdicts, and I feel like your thoughts are valid and researched. I started following you on Patreon, and I'd like to say keep up the good work. I will be looking for new episodes. Aww. Thanks for all you do, Christy Taylor.
Wow.
That's nice. So that's like she emailed her review.
Yeah. You can't put that much in an Apple review, I don't think. So maybe this is why she sent us a nice old fashioned.
I'm wondering if I can copy and paste some of the keywords here and create a review for her. But I don't know if that's, I'd have to open up another account or something. Yeah. But
right. Well, we know that Chris is going to figure it out. And I'm so excited for her routine. I love that she has this routine.
I love a morning routine.
I know.
And good for you for protecting it, Christy, and not falling, taking on the pressure of your colleagues to come in earlier.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. For what? To sit in your room and look at a computer? No.
No, 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 no.
Also, no. Any time spent with dogs is quality time in my mind.
And good for you for rescuing pit bulls.
Oh, yeah. And they honestly, they do need a lot of exercise.
Yeah,
they do. They do.
So it feels like you're doing right by those.
By those.
Doing right by those.
Mm-hmm. Those, yeah. Dogs. Right
dogs?
By those
dogs. Dogs. Yeah,
that breed.
That's correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we've got another email here. Chris Stans is the subject. Wow. Here we go. Hello, Rebecca, Chris, and Clayton. After the December mailbag episode, the first one, I wanted to ensure I come forward as a Chris Stan. Specifically, I think there is a lot of attention paid to his appearance on The Office, but we as a group are glossing over his finest performance. Ooh, Chris was masterful in 2009, season 3, episode 13 of 30 Rock. Justice for Tim and Becca. Mm-hmm. This erasure is so washed.
Okay. I'm losing the vocab, but I think I understand.
Okay. Thank you all for progressing on your march toward 1 million episodes. I look forward to listening continuously for the next 9,000 years.
Wow. Yes.
Assuming the aftermath episodes count toward the 1 million. If not, see you in 18,000 years. Yes. Tim Baker, five ever.
That's right. Yeah. Wow. Kat, thank you. That's really nice, kind of you. Yeah. That was a wonderful role. I had a wonderful, terrific time. Tina Fey is a dream to work with. Let's see what
if
else.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't we watch that episode at your wedding when we all went down to Miami? It had just aired when we were in Miami for the wedding, right?
It was the night of our rehearsal dinner.
That is right. Fun fact. Yes. Fun fact. Yes. The night that aired. Clayton's right. Mm-hmm. We were
all in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a fact.
Yeah.
So
that's a fact. That happened in our lives once.
That happened in our lives.
That's you guys a fact didn't know that. We knew that.
The fact about the fact checker.
It is a great episode, and Kat, you're absolutely right, and thank you for bringing it back to our attention, because sometimes we forget about the fun things we did in the past, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I gotta say thank you for doing the math for us too. I feel like we're always saying 1 million episodes, and then we stop there, and we ask, like, I don't know how many years that is. We feel like that's a lot, but 9,000 years is a lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to check that math.
I've maintained that there's no possible way for us to do 1 million episodes from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I respectfully disagree.
I've called you guys out on that several times.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Not even knowing the math? Just, it was a hunch?
Oh, just knowing. Yeah, we've talked. If you go back, I'm sure someone, maybe Deputy Chris can find it. Mm-hmm. There's the episodes where I said, let's do the math. And we actually tried to figure out how long it would take to get to 1 million episodes. And it's...
And I really don't get to a number.
And look, I think a couple long, yes, hard weekends. I think we can make some serious headway, and I think we can get it done.
Okay.
9,000 years is a long time to have to live.
To do anything, I mean, really.
Just to hit a goal.
100. I mean, if we live 100, we're already maxing out. Like, we're maxed to capacity, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So how are we going to figure out 9,000?
We're going to have to fuse with AI and become...
Or, and this could be awkward, pass the legacy of the alarmist on to new hosts. As we get on in years, we find replacements for ourselves.
Yeah.
And we pass the torch on.
We'll have to know when the time is right, when it's like appropriate for us to step down because we are too old, you know, like some of our senators and Supreme Court justices should do.
Right.
When the time is right.
Yes.
Right.
Indeed.
That's exciting to me. I would actually
finding
love
another
that.
Alarmist.
Yeah.
And taking just like a nice long vacation.
Well, there are so many of us out there that, you know, that are
if you feel like you're right for the job, I mean, you can send a resume.
Oh my God.
Put it on file.
And if you think you could be as bad as at fact checking as Chris.
As me. But as goofball
Okay. And honestly, Clayton's really holding down the fort. So
we all know who the real we all know who the real producer and person who makes the show happen is. We don't like to talk about it a lot, but it's Clayton.
Yeah.
Well, I follow in the expert footsteps of Amanda Lund. So it's going to be a heavy torch to whoever's taking it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Amanda to Clayton to question mark. And then Mark. What about you and I, Rebecca?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
what about the alarmist?
Out. Yeah.
Right.
Oof.
Oof.
I'm telling you, I know that there's many of us out there.
I agree. It's possible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This email is from Amanda, and the subject is CTE, Chris Benoit episode. Mm. Hi, I absolutely love the podcast. This is one episode where I have some knowledge on the subject of brain health. Hey. Super important to note that CTE is a research diagnosis, and we don't have a great understanding of the clinical syndrome associated with the pathology. When you talk to the expert, not sure if you already take that. Oh, we had for sure.
Right. We're behind.
Yeah. I think it would be helpful if you had a neuropsychologist or similar to discuss some of the nuance associated with the head injury piece. Mm. Lots of factors will influence behavior and ultimately how we can treat or better yet prevent symptoms associated with concussion in the future. I love the inclusion of the prior expert's opinion as it shed light on compensatory behaviors that may have masked significant dysfunction. Diving deeper into what we do and don't know about head injury and long-term brain health would be amazing for us from a service journalism perspective. Something to consider, Amanda.
Yeah, well we, I love that. Thank you for that, Amanda. We did, we had Irv Muchnick.
Yes.
Who was a biographer. He was more of an expert in the sport of wrestling,
yes,
I would say.
Right. Yes.
So we did not go down this path, which is something that fascinates me. And I do understand the significance and the importance of it. It is probably, but I imagine we might come across CTE in the future.
Sadly. Yeah, yes. That's what I was going to say. There are going to be other opportunities for us to interview an expert on
neuropsychology.
Or... yeah. I mean the NFL.
Yeah, yep. It just came up in a recent episode, and I'm blanking because I have so many swimming in my head right now.
Right.
But yes, right. It's already part of, I feel like, the zeitgeist. It's becoming more and more.
And hopefully we're learning more and more. And then maybe by the time we do interview the expert, they'll have it solved, and we'll get all the answers.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? Our dog is snoring next to us, so if you hear any strange noises... it's Butter who's snoring.
Well, thank you, Amanda, and thanks for listening to the show. I love that. I love when people are experts at something and come across one of the episodes. They're like, "Hey, I know about this."
Yeah, I can weigh in. It's true. We love that. We need that.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Rebecca and Alarmist team members.
a listener from Belgium here, with a suggestion for an international Belgian disaster that we are very much in the aftermath of right now. A 20-year-old died during a hazing of an elite fraternity in a dehumanizing and torturous 2 days in 2020, and the trial was conducted 3 weeks ago. Concluded 3 weeks ago.
This was May of last year. I'm reading the article here.
Okay. The fraternity members present have family ties to the government and highly ranked officials. Whoa. And got away with 300 hours community service and a fine of 400 euros. Wow. Their identities were kept secret. Wow. Understandably, many people are extremely upset with this verdict, bringing race and class into the discussion. Even a Flemish influencer and politicians got into the debate. The names have been leaked by this influencer Acid, amongst others, and for a moment the people leaking the names were to be sued for more than the punishment of the fraternity members. Wow. A month later and the names keep appearing in graffiti and street art. Protests are happening all over the country and people are still very upset about the whole injustice. Underneath a few sources to get you started.
Whoa.
Wow. And this, they did not leave a name. So this is an anonymous email.
Wow. That's an incredible story here. I'm scanning some of the articles here, but yeah, there's this, I guess they're writing the names in graffiti on the walls of the city.
Wow.
What a way to protest.
Yeah,
that's a very serious protest. Whoa.
Weren't we, we were talking about the Julius, this was in Julius Caesar episode where they would leave graffiti, Brutus.
Right.
Around the city for Brutus to see.
Talking about his sort of like flip-floppingness, I guess.
Yeah.
And his sort of weakness in the face of Caesar, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this sort kind of like a public protest. Yeah, has been going on since the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm. It's old school, but it's still working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you wonder why it doesn't happen more in LA or major cities like where we live. Although, I mean, we have protests, but not stuff like this.
Like where names are being leaked as graffiti, like that's...
Or even just like, well, I would also say that there is like a, maybe we're not like, we don't care about being shamed publicly, right? Like, I mean, I guess what I'm talking about here is the Roman, like sort of...
Right.
The people sort of mocking Brutus in the streets.
I would say graffiti is kind of like, you know, it's... alt, it's like it's a protest in its own right. And I would say you could say that there's like that recent tagging of the giant high rise in downtown LA, the development that just basically went bankrupt and has been sitting there like unfinished for years. That to me feels like a form of protest where like you're that's tagging totally this true. Big building great that's point. Just sitting there. However, it's different to be like tagging specific names of culprits, right?
Yeah, that is different.
But I mean, it's cool. It's very effective because I think graffiti is like provocative. People are triggered.
It's wild to think that they almost got a larger punishment than the people who were part of this hazing that unfortunately a 20-year-old died.
We should do this because I think this whole hazing culture is so insane. Yes. And like, I feel like there's been so many instances of this that it belongs somewhere in the alarmist catalog that we've at least addressed this phenomenon.
Clayton, put it on the list and put it in bold. Okay. So we know to do it soon.
We're gonna do it.
Well, thank you to our listener from Belgium for this really great suggestion. We love any kind of international suggestion that you have, send it our way. We want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Caitlin, and Caitlin says, I hate to be the one to tell you.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. I just read the second sentence.
I know. Plastic is found in the placenta now. No one is safe. It's a universal phenomenon. So newborns just taking their first
new horns, newborns. That was a
typo. new
Wait,
horns.
What?
Whether it be she wrote new horns instead of newborns.
Oh. And I just read it as is. Okay. So newborns just taking their first breath have plastic already in their bodies. Here's a source. She sent us a source. I love the podcast. Keep ringing the alarm. Also a suggestion, the Battle of Culloden Moor and the Scottish Uprising. The Battle of Culloden Moor. Let's look that up. And this is Caitlin Carranza chiming in because we have been alarmed about all of the plastic.
Yeah.
And the plastic in our water and the plastic.
That's one that I just can't think about for more than 5 seconds or I just go insane.
Yeah.
Because you realize there's plastic in your body right now?
Yeah. And that it gives me, what?
What are we supposed to do about this?
What are you supposed to do about this?
You have to take on the oil industry.
Gosh. Okay. Microplastics. Yeah. All right. Can we move on?
Okay.
He's having a meltdown.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. You're giving us a lot of anxiety. What is this battle of?
What's even scary? I looked it up. It's during, it's 17 something something.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in our British list.
Yeah.
Oh, Scottish. Okay. It's Scottish. All right. International. Hey.
Hey, we
love it.
What scares me the most about this, Caitlin's email, is that it's so short.
Oh.
It's just like placenta.
Dropping a fact.
Plastic is a placenta. And you're just like, there's nothing else to say. This is awful.
It's
really effective.
From
Let's
the beginning.
Let's just put it that way. Yeah. It's just really effective. Thanks a lot, Caitlin.
He is shook. Chris is shook.
Short and sweet. Brevity.
All right, we'll move on. This is from Katrina. Hey guys, I was recently alarmed by the story of German Wings pilot incident of 2015, where the mentally unwell pilot intentionally crashed an airliner, killing 150 people, including himself. This is apparently after years of openly struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts.
Oh, nightmare.
But this was still allowed to, at least in this case, he was still allowed to co-pilot a flight. Can't wait to see if you do this episode and what your thoughts are. Much alarmed, Katrina.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, this is, I guess, okay, I didn't either. This is flight 9525 German Wings. Uh-huh. And yeah, it was Spain to Dusseldorf.
Okay.
In 2015.
Yeah, 150 people were killed.
And it was deliberately caused by the crash.
Yikes.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to put that on the list. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. It's just people. Pilots are just people.
They really are. You know, it reminds me of this conversation we had with a pilot when we were, Rebecca and I were out to dinner one night, and there was a pilot sitting next to us. We got to talking to him. And he said that if you're a pilot, and you can call in at any time before a flight and even suggest that you're tired or sad, was it?
Right, yeah.
It's like even suggest to someone that you're like sad or tired. I forget what
like
it
something
was.
Like if something happened to you and you're not
upset.
And you're upset.
Yeah. You're like even remotely upset. They're like, okay. And they pull you off
Done.
The flight.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's American regulations. That's like in our, that's like a domestic, I forget what it's called, the FAA or something. Mm-hmm. That's a rule in that book. Obviously, as we found out in this podcast, the rules aren't the same internationally.
Mm.
But yeah, that's a brutal one. Oof.
Okay. Well, I love this recommendation.
Put it on the list.
We're kind of running out of time here, but let's see. Why don't we, I'll do one more. Okay. I'll do two more because I think there was one from Deputy Chris.
Oh,
Cap, you gotta get that in there.
All right,
we first, need an update.
This is from Brian. First time I write to you, even though I've wanted to and listened for years. We have a small home artisan bakery, and the whole family needs and stretches and folds the dough while hanging with the alarmist team. No.
That's a lot of time.
Are you
kidding
me?
Yeah, that takes. That's a lot of work. So they're with us.
Oh. Wow. Anyway, I would have added greed to the capitalist blame game list and a lack of better system, and also the fabricated fear of anything socialism, which might be the best alternative. Mm-hmm. Peace, peeps. Thanks so much for the great show. Brian S. Salazar. My God. Shout out to the entire Salazar family.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up? And stay
focused.
Can you
send us some bread, a loaf made by your family, please?
Bread.
It's got special anxiety kneaded into the dough.
Send us a loaf and we will cut it. We will toast it up with some butter or however you tell us to eat it. And we'll eat a slice while we're doing our next mailbag.
Yeah, completely. But you know what also occurs to me is that it could be such a good practice to sort of need bread while you're dealing with these stressful topics, because it's like a place to put all of your anxiety.
It's like that stress ball.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know,
but tasty.
Yeah, but and also if it's your business, you have to do it. So you're getting I like the idea that you're getting things done that you need to do,
right?
And also
worrying about things.
Yes.
All right.
I love to hear it.
And greed, yes. Did we not put greed on the board in the category?
I'm shocked if that's the case that it wasn't.
Yeah, I feel like we did, right?
Let me look. I'm going to pull it up and look at the board right now.
Okay. All right. We are going to...
No greed.
It is up there?
No, it's no greed.
No greed.
No, we had...
Was it implied or rolled into something just...
Also, self-interest, human self-interest, I guess you can kind of call it.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
It might have been interesting to kind of, to kind of go deeper into that, what the difference maybe is between, or just what greed is. But
that's shocking.
Yeah, it is weird that we left that out.
Okay.
Good call, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. All right. This is from Deputy Chris, finally. This is our last one. Dear Alarmables.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Alarmables. I think it's like adorables.
Yeah.
Or are we just easily alarmable?
I'll take adorables.
Okay. Don't you worry about the state of the alarmist jail. I have made myself a studio apartment right in the jail, so I don't have to drive into the sun multiple times a year due to daylight savings time. Between that and the new cell blocks you're adding, things are really shaping up around here. I've recently added some vocational training and self-help classes.
Right.
There are anger management and preventative maintenance courses, as well as fire safety classes.
Like that.
Yeah. We also have some cooking classes. The only rule is if you are in here because of your cooking, you are not allowed anywhere near the kitchen.
Smart. At least preliminarily, like right?
Yeah, because that could it could be.
I was excited to hear about the new Julia Dunham wing. I have been waiting to put in an untreated mental health ward, and that is right where it will go. There are a lot of folks who I can move right in there. As far as the mice go, don't worry. Now that I'm here almost all the time, I have been training them to be like little watchdogs. They are great at it.
Training the mice. That's incredible. Where does he find the time?
That's
amazing.
I know. You may have noticed that you haven't had to recapture the patriarchy or male hubris in a while. The mice are watching those slippery bastards constantly.
Nice.
I'm sure they will probably get out again, but it's a lot harder now. Keep up the good work, and I will do what I can to keep improving things at the jail. Yours always, Deputy Chris.
Now, well, I will say we recently had the pay disparity episode. What did we, didn't we put patriarchy in the jail, or what was our exact let me look that up.
Well, media definitely got sent to the alarmist jail, right?
That was for the U.S. soccer team.
Right. Women's
see
national
here. I'm
soccer
see what,
team.
Yeah.
What did we end up sending to the alarmist jail, Chris?
Give me three.
Did it get out?
Give me 3, 2, 1. I need a new computer. My computer's going slow. No, FIFA. Wow, we went world's world. Oh, we put multiple. This is one we put multiple.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
FIFA, U.S. Soccer Federation, and sports media. Mm-hmm. And then World Sexism got the big slap.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which patriarchy is a
yeah. It's all up in there.
It's all up in that.
The tentacles are all up in there.
So, Deputy Chris, keep your eyes out. Mm-hmm. It's slipping out. Get those mice to work a little harder.
But thank you, Deputy Chris. It was really, so you're doing yeoman's work.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate it.
Doing really good work at the over at the Alarmist Jail. We'd love to have a little update of what's happening at the Alarmist Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's our show. That's the mailbag extravaganza of May 2024.
And we still have so much more, like so many more emails. We really appreciate these emails, guys. We like to hear from you. We like to hear about your thoughts and your lives.
Yeah. Let us know anything that you heard on a recent episode that you either agree or disagree with, or if you have any ideas. Again, international ones, always interested.
Mm-hmm. It makes it feel real because sometimes, you know, we could just be talking into an empty void, but when people respond, we know that people are actually listening and engaging. Yeah. Which is
you know
nice.
What it makes me think of is too, is like if... I want to look up my hometown or my, you know, Long Island, New York, and see, we should, you know, explore, we should each do a hometown episode.
Something explore. That happens where we grew up.
Yeah. Maybe that can be for our like anniversary show or something like, or month of anniversary, whatever. And we go back into our hometown and talk about a tragedy that occurred there.
Yeah. Well, our 5-year anniversary is coming up in July.
Wow.
And we just recorded our 250th episode yet to be released, but it's in the can.
I mean, that's something to celebrate.
Is that right? 250th episode like subject or is it?
Subjects. I mean, there's more than, I mean, cause then, you know.
The right. aftermaths.
So yes. We're almost hitting 500 episodes. We're just under that. And we still have so what does that leave us with? 1 million minus, we'll just say
999,450, I think, or something like, or 500.
So 500, your recommendations are really important. We got a lot.
Yeah.
A lot to cover.
You can see.
Well, thanks again for being our loyal listeners. We're big fans of you. And stay tuned because next week we are going to be discussing the Tasman Bridge collapse. So we're talking bridges very, very soon.
The Alarmist. Powered by ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.